Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. So today I'm on my phone and I'm dependent on internet. Internet, that which my phone gives me cellular network. So excuse any variations in speed. How are you doing? How is your life? And did you start tuning into joyful manifestation energy? Did you start tuning into good things happening to you? Tuning, the word tuning, just like you tune to radio stations. You put on a station, you tune into it, and you get whatever is on the station. So same way, you can tune into good vibrations. Good vibrations exist. They exist parallelly with the negative. There are many possibilities to any situation. So there is possibility one, possibility two, possibility three. And to know that every situation has many possibilities, many possible outcomes, many possible things that you can see happening. If you know this, then you become a powerful manifester. If you think that your situation is controlled only by one possible outcome or one possible scenario, that becomes fatalistic. But if you think that, oh, this situation has many possibilities, like many scenarios happening. I can witness this, or I can witness this, or I can witness this. Many things can happen. If you think that way, then what happens is you become empowered to choose the possibility that you would like to experience the most. The best outcome, the best scenario. So there is an outcome, but in the meantime, there is also a scenario where you're watching what is happening. You're witnessing it. It's not just the outcome, but it's also the journey. Remember how they say the journey is really important? It's not just your destination, but it is also the journey that is important. So if somebody is traveling from New York to Toronto or Toronto, however people pronounce it, I never got the hang of it, but it depends on the route taken and what you watch, what you witness as you're traveling. So it's not just the getting from New York to Canada, but it's also the journey. How much you enjoy it, what you're watching. So if you know that, oh, for this particular situation, there are many scenarios that can play out with possible outcomes which are different, then you can choose what it is that you want to see happening and you can tune into that. Your ability to tune into goodness, your ability to tune into good things is what is going to make this situation really good for you and you experience happiness. You experience happiness because the situation is good. Yes, I know I am saying that right now we're talking about happiness depending on external situations. It's true. And you know how people say happiness is within you no matter what is happening. That's true. Happiness is within you no matter what is happening outside. But when you use correct manifestation methods, You can actually manifest what's outside and then experience happiness as a result of it. So what's in gets manifested outside. What's outside triggers happiness within. It's like, am I wrong if I use the infinite eight figure where things kind of come back to themselves? So it's hard to experience happiness when things outside constantly trouble you. It's very hard to do that. And I'm not expecting everybody to become a saint overnight. But you can certainly learn how to manifest properly while knowing that happiness is within you. You can manifest properly and then allow your manifestations to feed your joy. So that is what we're talking about, where you can actually experience happiness in a way that you feel your life is going well. You have confidence that your life is going well, and you have confidence that you're not fated to experience negativity. It's not your destiny to experience bad things. You are the creator of your life, and you get to say how your life is going. So, really, all you need is this notion or this idea that, oh my God, I can tune into good things. And for every scenario, there are many possibilities. And I can tune into the possibility that I want. And I can make that happen in my life. I can experience great joy. I can experience infinite happiness. I can experience it all. Because I am a joyful manifester. And you can actually use this as an affirmation. I am a joyful manifester. I am a joyful manifester. I am a joyful manifester. Say it however you want to, with emphasis on any word. It really doesn't matter. You can say it in all ways, and it just becomes true because you're saying it, you're affirming it, you're stating it, you're making it your mantra, you're making it your personal statement. And you can experience vast amount of happiness. You do not need to be dependent on surrounding situations. And you can see that whatever you want and whatever you desire is what is going to happen. So, what have you been tuning into? What are the networks? I call them networks as an energy relays. So there are energy tunes playing, and you can tune into it. Let's take an example, and I use fictitious Jane because she takes the burden of any possible negativity that we might talk about. So fictitious Jane is here, and she says, okay, there is this experience that I am having, or I was having, and I experienced some kind of a tough situation. However, I saw and I tuned into really positive conclusions for that situation because that is what I feel that I am empowered to do, and that is to tune into very positive situations. So, fictitious Jane went ahead and she said to herself, well, I'm going to see this playing out really nice for me, knowing that that possible scenario exists and that I can just simply tune into it and good things can happen. While she did this, she found that the very situation that she was in started to change. The whole thing changed. And she became absolutely confident and happy. She became absolutely confident and happy that her situation is playing out really, really well because she manifested good things. She started to tune into good things and she saw her situation playing out very, very well. Well, that is fictitious Jane's power. She has the power to change a situation. It was actually a situation where she felt that she no longer had the power to see it through to a good outcome. But then she sorted through her mind and she saw that, well, if this situation was played out in this particular way, then I am going to get what I want. And she started to visualize it and she started to imagine it. She started to actually see it happening. And this is where your visualization comes in. You can actually sit down and say, okay, I would like to make this situation happen in a really, really good way. And then she did it. She really did it. And it played out really, really good. This was relating to job and money. And so what we can do is we can take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and continue with fictitious Jane's job money situation in the next section, which is work and career, where we will discuss money manifestation. So let's take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon. So hold on tight. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We are into money manifestation now, work and career. Earlier, we were talking about fictitious Jane and her situation, where she found that using joyful manifestation methods, she could actually fix it. She was finding that she was not getting job offers and was kind of unemployed for some time. She didn't know what to do. Months went by, and her situation just felt something as if it was something hard to solve. She started to feel burdened, and then she said, okay, you know what? Let me use joyful manifestation methods. And she found out about it. So she said, let's use it. She started to think positively. So from seeing a situation where she couldn't see any nice, suitable job postings, she started to imagine several job postings coming up. And she thought to herself, why am I thinking that there are no suitable job postings or that there are very few and I apply for them and I don't get selected, hence me not being gainfully employed keeps continuing. She said, why don't I tune into the possibility of there being many jobs lined up, many jobs being pushed at me on the internet, many jobs. People just walk into me and say, hey, you know what? I just heard that this position opened up. She said, why don't I tune into that? Why am I tuning into the possibility of there being no jobs and making it real? So then it gets reaffirmed, it gets reaffirmed, it gets reaffirmed. So the same possibility of there being no jobs becomes a certainty. It becomes 100% certainty. And she said, you know what? Joyful manifestation is right. Let me think in a better way. Let me think that there are many jobs there in the market, and I'm going to go forward and get them. Actually, it can be my choice. I might get the best job. And that's what she did. She started to think differently. She started to allow the possibility. Allow the possibility. The word allowing. We'll talk about it more later. But she started to allow the possibility of there being many jobs, of the market being saturated with jobs made just for her. As she started to do that, she started to experience a new reality, new scenarios. Different sources of energies were sent to her by the universe to match what she was putting out there. The universe started to match her thoughts. This is where like attracts like, the law of attraction comes into play. Her thoughts contained vibrations, which said, I believe that there are many jobs out there waiting for me to apply. I believe that there are so many jobs out there that the market is saturated with them. And I am going to get the best job ever with the highest salary and the best position. The universe had to match her. It had no choice. It was programmed to match somebody's vibrations. So, guess what? She started to see job postings coming up. Where before she would turn on the internet, basically Google, and there was nothing. But now when she Googled it, so many job postings, just too many actually. She's like, oh my God, there's so many here. Her reality changed. Her reality changed because she started to tune into positive vibrations of abundance. Where before she was tuning into lack. Lack is the absence of something. Abundance is the presence of something. So she was tuning into abundance, and good things started to happen for her, and she got her desired position. She got her desired salary. There were so many offers, she didn't know what to do. So now, fictitious Jane goes from becoming somebody who has difficulties with work and career and money, of course, to somebody who has an easy time with these things, a really easy time. Do you know there is something available in the market? And I'm sure you know it, but if you don't, I think I've mentioned it before. There is this easy button. You can get it in any store, I suppose, where they have these gimmicks. That was easy. So that's how that voice talks. You press the button and it says, "That was easy." So, so you just press it and it keeps saying, "That was easy." And at some point, your mind is going to say, "That was easy." Imagine if your mind says, "That was easy," vis-a-vis, "That was hard." It makes a whole lot of difference to your approach to the world and to your life. It makes a whole lot of difference when you say, "That was easy." So you can say that automatically. Your mind will think, "That was easy. That was easy. That was really easy. That was the easiest. That was easier." And then your mind starts to say these things to you. And guess what? It becomes true. Because if your mind says it, you're going to believe it. At some point, your belief system is going to catch up and you're going to say, "That was easy. That was easy. That was easy." So go get this button. You can do an internet search. It's probably on Amazon. And get one of these buttons and just don't think of this as something stupid or, "Oh, this is just a toy. This is just a gimmick." No, these things work. They work because every time you press a button, it goes, "That was easy." And you're going to believe it. You're going to have a nice spring to your step. You're going to be skipping your way to every situation, even parking. Some people pray to angels, "Dear angels, can you please find a parking spot for me that would be easy?" Some people do that, 10 minutes before they reach the destination, they're sending out messages to their guardian angels. "Dear guardian angels, can you please capture and ensure that guard a parking spot for me and ensure that nobody gets there? And please keep it free for me so that when I reach, that parking spot is going to be available." And it works. So you can use your angels to do it for you, believing that yes, they will do it. Or you can have your own belief system and think that whatever I do, it's going to work out well and it's going to be easy. And then when you reach your parking spot, you can thank your angels also because they probably help. Or you just park and you say, "That was easy." So your life becomes easy. You start to think life is easy. You don't think that life is a burden. It's going to be really hard to find a job. It's really going to be hard to find money. It's going to be hard to manifest this and manifest that. And you think that was easy. This is how fictitious Jane started to think when she saw an abundance of jobs being posted. Get used to the word abundance. Get used to it. Get used to these things: abundance, good fortune, positive thinking, joy, joyful manifestation. That was easy. Get used to it. Make this your personal formula. You become a joyful manifester. You start to see things happen very easily for you. And you start to actually believe that, "Oh, that was easy. Oh, that was easy. That was easy. That was easy. That was easy." So life is not a struggle. It becomes joyful. It becomes easy. And you know what? Don't believe the naysayers. Don't believe them. Because they have a life pattern of facing obstacles and getting over this obstacle and getting over that obstacle. It just never ends. It's a pattern that keeps happening for them. So don't believe the naysayers because they created a program, a personal program of that was hard, failure, struggle, obstacles, bad things happening. And you don't want to believe that. You want to have your own personal mantra because this is your life, this is your world, this is your universe. You manifest it. We will continue with love, soulmate manifestation in the next segment. So please continue holding on. We will listen to some music and come back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation, love.
This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. Love and sex. You know, this is also contained in energy. Think of a container. It could be anything. Just Tupperware. Doesn't matter. A vase. A bottle, cooking utensils, all containers. Whatever you put in that container is what is going to be inside that. So, energy contains information, energy contains what's going to happen. Energy contains the scenario. So, if somebody wants something to happen, like a particular scenario, then they need to call the energy that contains it. Everybody has to learn how to call, invoke. You know how they say, I invoke Jesus Christ, I invoke Mother Mary. I invoke Goddess Saraswati. You have to invoke and it comes. And so you have to invoke the energy that contains what you want. That's where a person becomes a high priestess, a goddess, a creator, a magician. That's where a person becomes higher than somebody who is fated fated to experience situations and to go through them again and again because of energy patterns that exist around that person. So if fictitious Jane, let's call her in, she'll help us. If fictitious Jane has energy patterns around her of abandonment and loss and cheating, she will experience that. She needs to call upon the energy that contains love and sex. Good love and sex, soulmates, soulmates that actually work rather than soulmates that are showing negativity. So she can call upon the right energy that contains what she wants. She has to tune into the right energy that contains that, the things that she wants. A soulmate that actually loves her. So she can call upon the energy that asks for her soulmate saying, I love you, I care for you, I want to marry you. Rather than the energy that says, I'm not interested in you, I have someone else, I'm seeing someone else. So rather than call on the wrong thing, a person can call on the right thing and make it happen. Your ability to call something to you, your ability to manifest, your ability to remove the blocks, the obstacles that seemingly affect your situation, that is what is going to help you become a joyful manifester. You can always work with me, of course. I am a manifestation coach and I use my own methods and they work wonderfully. You can always contact me through my websites. You can do this or read my book, Joyful Manifestation. You can find it on Amazon and other online retailers. It's always good to get personal guidance, of course. But to know that at the offset, at the start, there is energy and the energy contains what you want. You just have to be able to tune into that particular stream of energy. And if you tune into it, it has to come to you because the law of attraction says like attracts like. So if your vibrations contain instructions and words that say, I always get what I want. The man I love loves me too. The man I love is guaranteed to offer me marriage and harmony, an everlasting peace, happiness and joy. The man I love will provide for me, take care of me, or if you want to do it in a way that you take care of him or you take care of each other, it doesn't matter. Whatever way that you want it. And you start to tune into the energy that will bring this to you. So just imagine that you're in a room and this room is filled with energy containing certain words and scenario. With your ability to joyfully manifest, you change the energy in the room to something that contains positive stuff. And what happens is the law of attraction will bring you that positive stuff. It cannot bring the positive stuff if the energy around you, the energy around fictitious Jane contains negativity. And there is a ratio and proportion of negative and positive, correct? So some people might have a lot of negativity and some people might have a bit of it. Some people might have a bit of positive. And some people may have a lot of positive. Depending on the ratio and proportion of the negative and positive playing in the atmosphere around you, the energy around you, that is what will happen. Because law of attraction is working as per the energy vibrations contained. Your job is simply to change the energy and new things start happening. So you start to change the ratio and proportion of positive and negative. Fictitious Jane cannot have an overwhelming level of negative energy and then expect the law of attraction to bring something to her by defying the energy around you. The law of attraction is not working on a personal level in the sense that the law of attraction is not going to do magic. It's just going to reproduce, Xerox copy, what's around Fictitious Jane. It's not going to take the energy around Fictitious Jane. Like, let's say Fictitious Jane has 75% or 80% of negativity in her energy, which of course permeates and infiltrates the space around her. So Fictitious Jane has 75, 80%, 90% of negative energy. How is the law of attraction going to bring things to her? The law of attraction is not going to filter this out, change the energy, and bring her good. The law of attraction does not do that. It simply brings what is already there. The work to change that energy lies on Fictitious Jane. She has to do it. She has to do this. She has to clean it out. She needs to use the principles that God and the universe has made available to mankind to change his destiny. You know how they say God made man in his own image? I know people say that's a statement full of ego, and how can God make man in his own image? But what it really means is God has abilities, as you know, beyond what we can even imagine. And he has given that to man. He has given that to man to be able to do it, to be able to use these abilities. And man has to discover how to do it. These principles are being given to people through various books. The Law of Attraction teachings, various books in the past, and of course, Joyful Manifestation, which basically is like a one-stop shopping center, and you can get whatever you want. So you can basically create whatever it is that you want and make it happen, and good things can start happening for you as you learn to clear out the energy that permeates and that is surrounding you. And you can make the whole energy shiny and bright, and the law of attraction will bring things to you accordingly. So this is where God made man in his own image. He has given man the ability to change his destiny by becoming a creator. And you know God is a creator, the supreme creator. It doesn't matter how you think of God. You can think of it in a religious way, you can simply think of it in a purely spiritual way, you can think of it as the all, the universe, it doesn't matter. There's nothing that says, oh, you need to think about God only in this way. Any way that fits, that suits you, that would make it an advantage to you, would work wonderfully. So as we were saying, if Fictitious Jane is able to think of always attracting good, of never being cheated on, of working out the karmas, of untangling the web of situations, obstacles, of bringing to light, bringing to the light her true desires, why wouldn't Fictitious Jane be able to attract what she wants? She is a creator. She can create her life. She can create a destiny. So Fictitious Jane came across this man, Fictitious John. And he was so busy, he had no time for her. She felt like a fly. What is the term? What's the saying? I can't think of it right now, but she felt unnoticed. She felt unnoticed, like she's just part of a crowd, not standing out in any particular way. And she felt that, oh my God, John, this great, great, gorgeous guy, is going to never notice me because I am plain Jane. Fictitious Jane is not plain Jane, but she thinks that she's plain Jane. It's what's contained in her vibrations. So her vibrations will say, I am plain Jane. I am plain Jane. Think of this robotic voice. I am plain Jane. And that's playing in her energy. And so the universe, like attracts like. She sees so much evidence of everybody thinking she's plain Jane. Of people literally glancing over her, and men zooming into pretty women around her, but not her, even when she goes dancing. It's almost like everybody gets a partner, but she doesn't. Wilting wallflower? Is that the same? I'm not sure. If you can think about it, there's something where people feel that they are faded and they are colorless. They do not have what it takes to attract somebody wonderful. And John was wonderful. He was gorgeous. Well-qualified, gorgeous, a really great guy. It's just that he never noticed plain Jane or the way she thought of herself. Now, whether plain Jane goes and gets a real makeover, you know how they have these makeover movies? And they go get a makeover and they suddenly become great. The Princess Diaries, isn't that one of the movies where she was really plain Jane and then she became pretty? She became somebody that everybody wanted. So whether somebody actually gets a makeover or whether someone just shines the light on within them and starts to think differently about themselves. And sometimes you can have the makeover and think differently about yourself. You can do it all. Why not? And change the energy vibrations. And then start to think, I am stunning. Oh my God, look at me. I'm so cute. Every man would want me, and especially the man that I love. There is no way a man can ignore me. I am so pretty. I'm so pretty. Obviously, John's going to notice her because her vibrations contain instructions that say, I am pretty. And as she thinks of herself as pretty, cute, pretty, beautiful, whatever word, doesn't matter, sexy, gorgeous, strikingly beautiful, fantastically appealing. Oh, look at me. I am so awesome. Well, if these are contained in the energy around her, like attracts like. Hence, John has to notice her. It's an energy message that he gets bombarded with. How can he not notice? How can he not notice? If there are many flowers, roses, and they're sending out their fragrance into the air, how can someone who walks past them not notice the fragrance? Unless, of course, their nose is not working that day, but why would somebody miss it? It's not possible. When there is fragrance in the air, it is not possible to miss it. Unless there's a truckload of garbage somewhere, which overwhelms and covers all the fragrance of these roses. So this is the negative in terms of garbage being the negative. And in terms of roses, and the fragrance of roses being the positive. So what does fictitious Jane do? She has to get rid of the garbage truck and let the roses do its job. Get rid of the negative, allow the positive to do its job. So here she is sending out fragrance into the air about how wonderful she is. How wonderful she is. And why would John not notice that? I don't care how handsome John is. He could be the sexiest man in the world. He could be the richest. He could be absolutely great. It doesn't matter. He's going to notice. It all depends on a person's personal stamp, a person's personal program, a person's personal visiting card. Love and sex is so possible for somebody who has the right vibrations in their aura, in their energy. And of course, working out a love story after that. That's all possible through soulmate manifestation. Using soulmate manifestation principles, you can work out your relationship. So people should be using soulmate manifestation principles to get the man they love, rather than just relationship rules, because relationship rules can spoil any relationship. Relationship rules are basically meant and are based on things that have happened and certain people thinking about these things and then writing down solutions to it based on their experience. But it has nothing to do with the soul. It has nothing to do with the light within. It has nothing to do with who you really are. Who you really are is so much more. You're made in the image of God, which means you have creation abilities. You have the ability to manifest what you want, to discover who you really are, and to take that to the world. Rather than being bound by all the relationship rules created by X, Y, and Z. And remember, some people who created some of the relationship rules might be very intelligent, experienced, and highly qualified. And some of it is true. But then there are other people who could have been losers, who are not qualified enough to think these things through, or do not have enough joy inside them to give joyful solutions. So sort through these relationship rules before using them. Sort through it, see if they follow joyful manifestation principles, and then use them. That's when you become a joyful manifester. When you use soulmate manifestation methods to get what you want. And fictitious Jane did that. She got John. She got this gorgeous, gorgeous guy with this cute, cute, cute smile. And he treated her really well. He made her feel good. He made her feel good because she felt good herself already. She turned around everything. She turned things around and she got into an amazing relationship with John, and obviously they got married because that's what she wanted. She wanted everlasting commitment. Fictitious Jane created herself in such a way that she became a joyful manifester, and for her, that was easy. She felt love relationships were easy for her now. They were not something that she had to break her head over. Oh my God, how am I going to do this? Every man I want ignores me. They don't want me. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good enough. No. She canceled out all of these negative statements and she turned them around. She made them very, very positive. She started to enjoy the love that she wanted. She started to enjoy the sex that she wanted, everything she dreamed of. You see, even in sex, there are ways to do this, ways to open up your energy to sex. Your energy to sex filled with love. We're not against people who like sex for the sake of sex itself. This show is not about that. This show is not about judgment. But since we're talking of soulmate manifestation, a lot of people want sex with love. They want to experience joy in sex, love in sex. They want to feel cared for while having sex. And so a person can manifest that. And when a person starts to know that she can manifest sex with love, she stops feeling used. Because that's another problem that people have, this feeling of being used. But then we can always get into these topics in future shows. We will meet again in another couple of weeks, Friday, in the evening, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we can talk about subjects that you would like to talk about: love and sex, money, success, wonderful things, and to see that your whole world is changing because you will be tuning into Joyful Manifestation Energy and becoming a joyful manifester. We're at the end of the show now, and we will be signing off soon. So, in a couple of weeks' time, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will talk again. This is Sugandhi Iyer live for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.